the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Just like that, over the hump, heading to the weekend.
Oh, we are.
Happy Thursday, Need to Know Morning Show. Steve, Alex, and Kevin. Yeah. The high-tech, feng shui, beautifully laid out Broughton Cabinet Studios.
And it is a beautiful sunrise out there. Indeed. I can see from these beautiful studios this morning.
Oh, boy,
it is gorgeous. Pretty colors. The clouds highlighted in the background. Oh, beautiful morning.
The boys are back in. Well, the boy. So the boys and girl are back in town here, ready to go.
Oh, I thought you were talking about baseball.
No, just us. That too.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it the first?
It is.
All right.
It is.
Well, that'll be
opener.
Fun. To see how that works out, right?
Whatever sort of season you can get. You know what? And I'm not a big baseball guy, but I'm okay.
It's
with, you know, 60 games.
Yeah.
It's going to just fly by.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, you're blinking. It's going to be, we're going to be into the World Series. But hey, you know, we got to take what we can get. And that goes for everything. I mean, as far as, you know, NBA, college, football, basketball, whatever. There will be no, of course, keep in mind, too, with baseball, no fans. Can't have a fan.
Oh, is there
that
really
would be just,
baseball without a fan?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't have that.
It's going to be really different, no
it
doubt about
it.
It's
going to be very different. It's a good way to put it.
It's better than nothing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Twins got beat in their only spring training game by the Cubbies. Only dropped it by 1-4-3, the final. More on that coming up in sports. But, yeah, Yankees Nationals today. They're in the early game, and then the Giants and Dodgers. And Mookie Betts, but if you are a baseball fan, one side note, Mookie Betts, who plays for the Dodgers, signed himself a 12-year deal, $380-some million. So pretty second-highest paid player in baseball behind Mike Trout now.
All right.
So safe to say Mook can pay his rent. You know, he'll be able to make the, you know, make the car payment.
We were all worried about that, weren't we?
Jeez, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tomorrow, with just two games today, and then tomorrow the Twins get going, and it's the White Sox and the Twinks tomorrow, and just got to watch it on TV. I know FSN probably have most of the games, Fox Sports North. What else is going on? It's Thursday. It's the 23rd of July. Geez, we're, 8 days from August already? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well,
Slow it down. I know
if people are looking for something to do tonight, Castleton's got a car cruise thing going on over there. If you're
awesome.
A car person, you can head out to Castleton tonight for that. So there's something going on anyway.
The weather's going to be crazy. I mean, we can go ahead and call it hot tomorrow. Feeling like if you heard Jennifer and Megan and the crew, feeling like 102 or something. Tomorrow and a hot weekend, so make plans accordingly.
You're leaving town.
You got the humidity going too. Yeah, we're heading to the Twin Cities for tomorrow, and then just a quick down and back.
Yeah,
and then AAU basketball.
Well, you know,
we all have to wear masks. We all get our temperature taken when we go in.
Everyone has to wear masks in Minnesota now. That just the decree came down from the Fuhrer.
And I was we were on the lake yesterday. And,
did you put your mask on?
I did. It was kind of funny, actually. We went to hook up with some friends and tie up, you know, and float on the lake for a little bit. And I came out on the jet ski, and I had my mask on the jet ski. I'd got a good laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
That got a good one. I said, I brought extras because Governor Tim said we had to.
Well, that was nice
of
you.
The governor said we have to. So here, everybody has to put this on.
Yep. We got to be safe.
They all laughed at me.
Well,
as they should have.
Come on, this is a serious matter, Kevin. It's not.
I know. Sorry.
It's not for laughing.
Don't mean to make light, but hey, man, I do. That's what I do. So yeah, we're mandated. We're mask mandated in Minnesota now. Indoor spaces, blah blah blah. Don't no more spread. And I tell you what, my wife and I talked about this because we have to go to the Twin Cities. It's like, do we want to be in containment mode? In other words. Put the diaper over your face and do that and try and think you're asymptomatic. Like, I have it, but I might give it to you, so I better wear this thing so I don't give it to you, or at least I try to contain it, which I won't anyway because it's a piece of cloth.
Right.
But, okay.
It's a lie.
But the wife and I were thinking, and we I do have some nice N95 masks from my house reno days. And so I thought, well, you know.
And break those out.
I got those out. And I thought, well, if we're going to get in prevention mode, you know, I'm going to get, and you've seen my motorcycle glasses. I have night riding glasses that are clear. I'm like, honey, we're going to wear clear eye protection and these N95 masks, which have a valve, and they're a bit of a protector. You know, they
could it sound like Darth Vader when you talk?
Well, whatever. I mean, we're going into the belly of the beast.
Oh,
we better be geared up.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
I'm happy to say things in North Dakota are just fine. Burgum announced no mask mandate in North Dakota yesterday. So thank you, Governor Burgum, for understanding our right to choose.
Yeah, well, and you know, he doesn't. In North Dakota, you get out of Cass County and it's not a thing. You get out of the metro and in Minnesota, and it's not a thing.
Well, the city commission is going to have a big thing on it on Monday and discuss. Fargo City Commission is going to talk about it. So who knows what could happen in Fargo, because there's a lot of liberals here.
I'm really more drawn to what's going on in some of these cities, especially Portland, Oregon. Never been there. Have had friends that have been there and lived there and are weeping for what's going on.
Oh, it is so sad.
Because it is such a beautiful city. It's such a beautiful part of the country. But yet, you know, who wants to go? Show of hands. Who wants to go to Portland?
Nope, not me.
For any kind of anything.
Seattle?
For right now.
Mm-mm.
Seattle? Oh, you told me we're going to Seattle. Oh, man, let's go to Seattle. See the needle. Go to the market.
No.
Go to Pike's Place. Throw some fish.
Have some good coffee.
Not going anywhere near Seattle. Nowhere. And I'm getting there on Minneapolis.
Well,
who wants a show of hands? Chicago? Anybody?
No,
not going to do that either.
Nope. And thank God for the president who's bringing in troops to these places to finally get some law and order.
Oh, and of course, did you see the mayor? The mayor of Portland is more concerned about standing in solidarity with the protesters that are
ravaging her city.
I mean, literally burning and graffitiing up and vandalizing his city and being all critical about these troops, it's like, well, why don't you just take care of it?
You know, and I've been crying for the president to do this for a long time now. He kind of lost my respect because all this stuff was going on and he wasn't doing anything or sending in the feds. And I'm glad now he's finally taking control of this situation and hopefully it'll be resolved within a few weeks.
Well, I don't know if you saw much of his briefing yesterday.
Yeah.
I did catch a good part of it. And the one thing he said is, like, citizens of Portland and Chicago and Seattle and Baltimore and these cities deserve, these citizens deserve
a safe place to live.
And to flourish and to do business and to create. And you just want to yell at these little turds and, you know, go. Get a job. Go build something.
Well,
go create something. Get out. But no, the mayor. We have these evil troops without, they don't have any name tags on either.
I know. And what was even more precious, their mommies were lined up to protect them too from the from the evil National Guard with their vests on. And they're chanting and singing lullabies. Oh, come on. Let your babies grow up and teach them to be good adults and citizens.
And a friend of mine pointed, you know, and it's a derogatory term, but the feminazis.
Oh, no, that's a rush term. I'm on board.
Yeah. He said, that's what you're looking at when these moms join arms. These are a bunch of single moms, feminazis. You're going to go home, my baby. Not my baby.
Like you mentioned yesterday, where are the women that haul their kids off by the ear and tell them, you shape up now or you're not leaving that house?
If this is, and on the timeout's a thing, can't we just put all these people in timeout? I mean, wouldn't they respond to that then? Everybody, sit down. Time out, all of you.
Think about what you've done.
I'm not going to have a timeout.
I want you to write down why you were bad and turn it into me.
There was another incident I saw too in Portland, shockingly, blocking a roadway. A guy with a horse trailer and a large 3/4-ton truck stopped. Wanted to get through. They started attacking his truck. He had horses in the back.
Okay.
And he was not going to have it. He was, he had family in the truck. He had a lot of money in the horses in the back. He wasn't going to have it. So he just started rolling through. And you see these two little, this gal is leaning against the front of a 3/4-ton truck with a horse trailer behind it. And he's coming, and she's like trying to, and I've got another one, and they're leaning against the front of the truck, trying to stop it. You know, can you picture that? Like sitting on the front bumper, like
that
trying to push back.
That ain't going
to
work.
No, and all of a sudden you see the big truck go boom. And it's like, uh-oh. That
one. Oh, brother.
And all these youngsters could do was scream about the, about how, you know,
that they didn't
evil,
listen.
That they didn't get. How dare he?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sick of the hissy fits.
Oh, that's a great word. That's a great word right there.
You know, temper tantrum, whatever you want to call
hissy
it.
Hissy fits.
It's just...
a bunch of hissy fits on display.
Yep. Grow up.
Yep. So coming up, we'll get a couple of takes on that. Alex always has the TiVo rolling.
Yeah.
I saw you got one from Gutfeld. Anytime Greg Gutfeld says anything, I'm down for hearing that.
Yeah. I first met one is from Hannity talking about this thing in Chicago, and we've got a cut from Trump on there saying, you know, he's going to take over and end this stuff. And then Gutfeld was talking about a new study that finds Facebook and Snapchat users to be more cruel than people in the real world. So that's kind of fun, too. He's always good.
I got to dig up. When I was coming in, I heard Kurt Schlichter, who was filling in for Hugh Hewitt. I don't know if you heard it, but there was a cut from talking about this lawlessness and these federal troops coming in. There was a cut that he had from Maxine Waters.
Mad Max.
That it's just jaw dropping.
Can't wait.
Like, oh yeah. And it's all about the evil orange man. Evil orange man, bad. Oh,
well, of course he is.
Not at all about the lawlessness or any of the criminals.
No, that's fine.
The actual crimes. All right, let's shift gears, talk some weather. It's going to get hot. Hot tomorrow. Like, feeling like over 100. Am I reading this right, Jen?
It's definitely going to be a hot one, yeah. I mean, we're looking at that excessive heat watch going into effect here Friday afternoon. So with that, we're definitely looking at a heat index as high as a 100 or even just slightly above, as you mentioned. So it's going to be a hot one, especially coming in tomorrow. Today, we're looking at skies becoming mostly sunny, high around about 85 degrees. Pretty hot one today overall, but pretty average as well, as we normally should be around about the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms coming in here late. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows around 75. For your day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high around 96 degrees. Again, that excessive heat wash going into effect here at noon Friday afternoon. Then by Friday night, we do have a chance for showers and storms. It looks like mainly late in the overnight hours, and that'll continue as a chance here for your Saturday with cloudy skies, high around 90 degrees. Sunday, slight chance for showers and storms, high around 84. Then by Monday, mostly sunny, high around 83.
There you go. Feeling like 100.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be warm.
Feeling like a Benjamin.
It's been nice, though. I've shut the air off the last couple days.
Oh,
give it
beautiful.
That a break.
Yep. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
sleep with the windows open.
Get that 55, 60 degrees at night. Just perfect.
It really is.
All right. Weather brought to you by our friends at Accent Kitchen and Bath. Tim's going to be in later. We're going to talk about some things. If you got some reno or redo projects, remodel projects
perfect.
Going.
Perfect.
He's kind of our go-to. If you got any questions for him, he'll be in here about 10 to 8 this morning. But ChooseAccent.com. 3151 Main Avenue in Fargo at 293-6000. Easy number to remember, too.
Yeah, it is.
293-6000. ChooseAccent.com. And anything to do. Flooring, tile, cleaning and emergency services as well. That's one thing that people don't think about Accent for. But, I mean, if you got water damage, you know, mold, fire, any of that stuff, need your carpets cleaned, commercial remodeling as well. They have a great handyman. Basically, they're your go-to for your handyman.
Nice.
Accent Kitchen and Bath. ChooseAccent.com. All right. Sports page. We mentioned Twins lost to the Cubs last night. 4-3. Final there. They're down to their final roster decisions. And get ready to go against the White Sox tomorrow. Of course, you can't go to the game, even if you were in Chicago. And who would want to be in Chicago and actually go
nobody.
To the New Comiskey?
Nobody.
In that part of town?
Mm-mm.
No.
Couldn't pay me.
Nope. But nonetheless, they're getting ready to go. The Vikings are getting ready. The camp, everybody's showing up today, and they'll be, flooding in there as they get ready. Now there's no preseason. Okay. They were going to do two. We normally have four. Dropped it to two. Players Union said, no,
we're just going to do it.
So we're just going to play football. Again, nobody gets to go actually watch the game. Okay.
Well, there's TV.
Yeah.
I wonder what their TV ratings will be.
Exactly.
You
NBA, the bubble is in Orlando. All players there. They had a couple that have headed out, but, you know, it's incidental. They're going to get the abbreviated end to this season. Now, and it almost feels like they're starting up again. This is not a startup for the NBA or the NHL. These are the finishing strokes for the season last year. And then the big question is, well, do they delay the start of next season then? Or where's that going to happen? But no one really knows. The NBA season as it is will start in 7 days. It's 1 week from today. And the Red Hawks got a nice rebound game two of that. They got six games going at Newman Outdoor right now.
They're busy.
So they had a got wasn't good on Tuesday night. Got shut out, but they came back 11-3 win over Winnipeg last night. About 1,100 fans in the stands at Newman Outdoor.
You know, it's been beautiful for games. So why not go and enjoy it?
So yeah, they'll go again tonight. In fact, tonight is the last night that they will be the home team, and then they'll stay at Newman Outdoor, become the away team for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday games that are going on.
Fun.
So that's what we got. Oh, and Bison had another note we'll talk about a little bit later, but NFL signing. One of their guys signed a rookie contract with the Broncos. So that's always good to get a little ink down on some contracts. Good chance to make some money.
Football.
About that. Coming up, 6:22, almost 23 after. Got some trivia for you. We get these Sandy's Donuts every day.
Oh,
and,
yummy.
You know, God knows, we can't eat them all. So half dozen for you coming up if you know the nearly impossible trivia question next.
This is the conservative voice of the Valley. You're listening to the Need to Know Morning Show.
Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. I was just listening back. I'm going to play this for you in a second. I was just listening back to this Maxine Waters dribble.
She is something.
It is just dribble. it's worthy just to, you gotta hear it. And the first part of it is the best part. But before we do that, let's do our trivia thing real quick here.
Let's play trivia.
Nearly impossible. I'm going to make it super easy today, though. I just want to give away these donuts. So 701-271-1100, that is the Consolidated Communications phone line. Make them your partner for voice, data, internet solutions that fit your business needs. 701-271-1100. If you know, we got a half a dozen Sandy's Donuts for you. Here you go. All right. Now, this has to do, again, with relationships.
Oh, boy.
Relationships. If you're married, okay?
Or if you've ever been married, I suppose it could work, too.
Oh, yeah. You could relate to this, then.
Sure.
Okay. If you're married, there's a 30% chance you'll do this with your spouse at some point over any weekend. Over the weekend.
Oh.
Okay? And it's not dirty. It's not. They're not dirty. We don't do dirty.
Oh.
All right? If you're married, there's a 30% chance that you'll do this at some point over any given weekend with your spouse.
It could probably happen during the week, too.
Yes. Daily could happen. Yeah. But just it just happens to say apparently it happens a little less on the weekends, but at 30% chance.
Oh, okay. This is so. Less on the weekend than daily.
Yep. So thank you.
We're tired by the weekend, I suppose.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Less energy for that.
No kidding.
Okay. There you go. 701-271-1100 on that. So the president has decided that he's had enough watching cities night after night after night, almost 2 months now in Portland. What are we at? 55 days and counting.
And counting.
The president finally said, you know, enough. These people deserve protection. They deserve to have their cities back. They deserve to live in peace.
And if the mayors and governors aren't going to do it,
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to take care of the people.
Now, this is Maxine Waters, congresswoman from California.
Of course.
Representing a district around Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And listen to the first part of this.
The people of this country had better be worried about what we're seeing in Portland.
Now, wouldn't you think that right there she's talking about
the violence?
The rioters?
Yeah.
And the violence?
Right.
And the burning and the...
And the taking over areas of the city, claiming autonomous zones and all the silliness.
Yeah, she's not talking about that.
The people of this country had better be worried about what we're seeing in Portland. We have these paramilitary police officers or whomever they are. They're federal officers or agents of some kind that's been organized by the president of the United States. He did not contact the local mayors. He did not contact the governors. He just sent them in. Who are these people? Why do they have these kind of uniforms on where they cannot be identified? Okay, no. We don't know their names. We don't have
Stop
any...
Stop her. Stop.
Oh, my
Stop.
Gosh.
We don't know their names.
Sure
Who
we
are
do.
These people?
You
what
know,
are they doing?
You know what this kind of reminds me of? When we were all wanting to build the wall and to stop all that, and they wanted to get rid of the ICE agents.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to eliminate
yep.
them.
Yep.
This
yep.
is just another extension from their playbook.
Well, and the first of all, it's a bold-faced lie what she says about
yeah.
who are these people. Well, they have names on. You just,
sure
I mean,
they do.
They have identifying that's not readily visible because...
Unlike the protesters
right.
who wear masks yep. and they put up umbrellas. Did you hear
yep.
that?
Oh, yeah.
They put up umbrellas to block security cameras so you can't see them throwing bricks or breaking into buildings and
yeah.
things.
The reason these people are not displaying their names prominently up on their lapel or whatever...
For their safety of their families?
Because, yeah, that's what'll happen.
Yeah.
They get hunted down, they get tracked, not happening.
Yeah.
Not happening. But, you know... Lord forbid we have any sort of law and order. We have any sort of, you know.
But we know who
any sort of discipline,
are.
Any sort, yeah, none of that. So that I just thought that was just rich.
Oh, of
just rich. So pointing that out. We got a trivia guest. Grab line one. Aaron, is it Aaron?
Eric.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eric. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
We're good. What's your guess on the 30%? If you're married, 30% chance you'll do this at some point over any given weekend. What is it?
I'm going to say arguing, fighting, disagreeing.
Arguing and fighting and disagreeing. Yes, Eric, you're right on there,
you
buddy.
You must be or have been a married man.
If I was
man.
Married to Maxine Waters, it would be about 100% of the time.
Oh, could you imagine?
You know, I would just leave. Oh. There would be no even arguing with that.
Is it me or does she always look like a
She's angry?
Like a female Grinch? She has that.
Yeah, she's,
you're a mean one.
Yeah, she's got that.
Mrs. Waters.
Yeah, she's got that face. Yeah.
I won't be going out at Christmas.
I would say something worse.
Yeah, right.
Then
all
the
right.
Nazi? Was that?
Yeah.
That,
oh, there's
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, what's the last name?
Rob.
R-O-B-B?
Yep.
All right, man.
If it's fine, my son Austin could stop by and pick him up.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
Cargo, and I'm not today. So.
Yep.
No problem. Yeah, certificates here at the radio stations. Pick it up. Take it over to Sandy's. We got six of those fantastic Sandy's donuts for you.
And thanks for playing.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Yeah, argue. Argue, fuss, and fight.
That was easy.
30%. I know. I wanted to make it easy today. I'm kind of in a
Yeah, well,
we'll
you
make
know.
It easy.
Why not?
Today, tomorrow. So there you go. 30% chance you'll argue. And apparently the number is higher.
During the week?
Yeah. On any given day.
I suppose. Because you're more agitated. You come home from work and whatever's not done. Dinner's not on the table. The laundry's not folded, you know?
You know what the weirdest thing for us is? What it always seems to be for us? And it's, I don't know why. It's just the dishes.
Oh.
The dishes are always the thing in our house. The doing of the dishes.
I don't know. Jay does the outside. I do the inside. So that's kind of the way we leave it.
Yeah, I do most of the cleaning.
If he helps out, great, thank you, in the house. But, you know, if not, it's my thing.
I got it.
Yeah.
You're good, buddy.
That's fine.
6:31, Need to Know Morning Show. AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Quick break, we'll check the forecast coming up, and we'll get into Taylor's TiVo. We got to hear some Greg Gutfeld. Who else do we got?
John Hannity.
Oh, Hannity.
John Hannity. We'll
That's
do
right.
him first.
Okay, it's coming up.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down, gonna...
Like what you hear? Take the flag with you wherever you go. Download our WZFG mobile app today and never miss a minute.
There you go.
I love this. Now we're talking.
You know, hear that little lick he's playing right there?
Yeah, I do.
It sounds like it's pretty easy. You just kind of... Not.
No?
Like, I could never learn how to just quite get that.
Oh, well.
But anyway, I got to say happy birthday to Slash. Yep, Saul is 55 today.
Mm-hmm. You know, he was at the Y on Broadway years ago. The band was
yep.
in town, and he
yep.
was working out in the weight room down there when he was lifting weights. And I don't know how he could do it. His hair was hanging in front of his face, and he had three or four bodyguards around him, too. So you couldn't get close to the guy. But
oh, yeah. yeah.
I don't know how he could work out and not see a thing. You think he'd tie his hair back.
Yeah, he doesn't need to. He's a look ma, no hands.
It's like Cousin It on
yep.
The Addams Family.
In the day when was in Los Angeles. He, Saul Hudson is his real name. Did you know that?
I like
Saul
Slash.
Yeah, I know Slash. He would. He was. He listened to the show. We played. That was the like the core band of the radio station we were. It was called Pirate Radio.
Oh yeah.
And it was like the band. In fact, when we first signed on the radio station, we gave every time we played Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, yeah.
We would take the 100th caller and give away $10,000.
Get out.
That's how much Guns N' Roses meant to that radio station.
Yeah, they're so great.
He would just call in because everybody else would be. He wasn't a big partier, although he looked like it. I mean, he was for a long time, but then after he went through rehab and stuff, mm-hmm. Everybody else would be passed out or whatever, but he'd be up early and he'd call in and just really a funny guy. Yeah. I mean, he was funny.
What's your favorite GNR song?
Oh, geez. You know, probably that one, Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, you know what I got to go with?
Yeah.
I got to go with the ballad, November Rain.
Oh, yeah.
November Rain, yeah.
They had some good ones. Patience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
The hits just keep rolling with them.
Axel's such a jerk, though. Yeah. I just had a hard time liking anything they did because he was such a jerk. You can tell guys that are just kind of, they don't want to put up with you. They don't want to do anything. He went out of his way to be a Richard. Yeah. I mean, a big Richard.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it was just...
You know, yeah. I suppose after so long, you just get sick of people bothering you, but you got to realize this is how you got there.
Right.
You know?
Come on. You know, and maybe when we pay, you know, $60 at the time was a lot of money, yeah. And we want to see you live in concert, you don't let us sit there till 2 a.m. and then not go on.
Right.
And that happened a lot.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. My little Guns N' Roses rant is over.
Okay, good.
6:37, 23 away from 7 o'clock. Oh, grab line one. Hi, the flag. Need to know morning show.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on.
How you doing today?
We're doing good.
Steve.
What's up?
The amazing Alex.
Hey.
Jacob in South Fargo. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Jacob.
Awesome. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the donuts the other day for answering the trivia question. Everybody at work loved them. Yesterday was Don Henley's birthday, and you didn't play Dirty Laundry.
I did play it later in the show.
You must have been at work.
I must have been working. I did. I pretty much covered the entire library of Henley yesterday between What's On Your Mind and here.
You did a lot of Henley.
It's so applicable to today's times.
Yeah,
oh, I know.
You know.
Oh, Dirty Laundry?
20 years ago.
Right, and isn't it weird how that song 20 years ago, it's still, if it bleeds, it leads. It's still the thing. Mm-hmm. And he saw it then, we should see it now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Joe Biden is claiming that Trump is racist and that his recovery plan is racist, but Joe Biden's borrowing Bernie's plan and a lot of aspects from Trump's plan. So how is that possible?
I don't know if it's anything to do with Joe Biden, first of all.
It's his people.
It's not his plan.
He just
reads the teleprompter.
And when he goes off, God help him.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep. I know, man. It's every day you just cannot make it up. Thanks for calling.
Well, I drove by the studio. You guys are wonderful. It's an amazing sunrise this morning.
It is beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, I'm loving it.
Take advantage, man. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Jacob. Yeah, the circus just keeps on rolling, depending on the town you're in.
No doubt about it. So do we have time for Sean Hannity
Absolutely.
Right now?
Absolutely.
Well, he was awesome last night. He was blasting the Democratic leaders, saying they have failed their citizens as violence overtakes their cities.
We start with the carnage in Chicago, chaos in Portland, violent crime surging in nearly every major city in America. Democratic mayors, Democratic governors, they have failed in their most basic duty, and that is their most basic responsibility, to maintain law and order. They have failed, and people are dying and being shot as a result. They have failed to keep their neighborhoods safe. They have failed to prevent violent crime. As a result, men, women, and children are dying. Our fellow Americans are dying. These mayors are literally twiddling their thumbs and playing politics. Philadelphia's top prosecutor is now vowing to arrest any federal law enforcement agents that are sent to the city. But President Trump is taking action. Today, in a major press conference, he announced the expansion of what's called Operation Legend. That's a federal program. It started in Kansas City, was named after a 4-year-old boy who was killed by gunfire while asleep in his own bed. Well, they'll now send more than 100 federal officers to Chicago, 35 to Albuquerque, where they're having a problem, in order to help take violent criminals off the streets. Mayors aren't doing it. The governors aren't doing it. Listen to the president.
The citizens of Chicago are citizens of America, and they have the same right as every other American to live in safety, dignity, and peace. No mother should ever have to cradle her dead child in her arms simply because politicians refuse to do what is necessary to secure their neighborhood and to secure their city. Every American, no matter their income, their race, or their zip code, should be able to walk their city streets free from violence and free from fear. For this reason, today, I am announcing that the Department of Justice will immediately surge federal law enforcement to the city of Chicago. The FBI, ATF, DEA, U.S. Marshals Service, and Homeland Security will together be sending hundreds of skilled law enforcement officers to Chicago to help drive down violent crime.
Yes, but
we have these paramilitary police officers, or whomever they are. They're federal officers, agents of some kind.
Yeah, but we don't know. They are.
Mad Max.
Some kind of agents or something.
I really wish the president would have took action on this a long time ago. He needed to do it, but I suppose he was waiting for these governors and mayors of these cities to do something.
Yep.
When a three-year-old is shot in his bed when they sleep. I mean, come on. How hideous and heinous is that? There is no outcry over this. Don't these lives matter too? I mean, come on. What is going on in the streets of our city is appalling to me, and it needs to end now.
Well, and during, he talked about that operation a bit, during that briefing, here's another quick cut from the press, just talking about what this is.
Operation Legion.
Absolutely.
My vision for America's cities could not be more different from the lawlessness being pushed by the extreme radical left. While others want to defund, defame, and abolish the police, I want to support and honor our great police.
Amen.
We want to build factories in Baltimore, not Beijing. We want to make our products in Chicago, not Shanghai. We want the American dream for American children, and I will fight to deliver that dream every ounce, every single ounce of my strength. I will be fighting. But opportunity cannot thrive where there is violence. Prosperity cannot flourish where there is bloodshed. And security cannot exist where there are violent criminals who are able to maim and murder with impunity. That is what Operation Legend is all about.
There you go.
He's got some great ideas there. Yeah, bring these jobs back home. Build factories in these cities.
Of course. Put these
people to work. Give them jobs so they're not angry and out there destroying our cities. And then they're going to have some self-esteem and take some pride in where they live and be able to afford to do things and get out of mom's damn basement.
Well, and how do you, you know, he likes to say, go home to mommy. And how do you go home to mommy when mommy's out there joining arms with other mommies protecting the little criminals?
From
the evil stormtroopers.
I know. I could not believe that.
It's like, I would love to see what these moms would think if that mob of their children moved to their houses, moved to their neighborhoods, and go to your neighborhood.
Would they want to be protected by the police then? Maybe.
Let's have Junior and his buddies go to your house, Mom.
With their bricks?
With their cans of spray paint.
And
their
bricks.
Molotov cocktails. How's that going to work out for you, Mom? Oh, there are you little kiddos. He's just having a bad day.
It's just sickening. This stuff needs to end, and I hope it ends soon. Trump, I'm glad he's finally doing something about this, because I was
too
pretty frustrated with him before.
Yeah, I am too. But again, we just can't abandon the words of Maxine.
The people of this country had better be worried about what we're seeing in Portland. We have these paramilitary police officers, or whomever they are. They're federal officers, agents of some kind.
She knows exactly
what kind they are.
She knows exactly what department they're dispatched from, too. She's a congresswoman.
These mayors and these governors, they have their own security details following them around, so they're safe.
Yep.
The regular citizens, we don't have access to that. But us as taxpayers are paying for that as our cities burn for them to be safe, but we're not safe.
Yeah.
That is wrong.
It's lunacy. What? And there she is. And what's another thing? Do you hear how she just has no idea? Whoever they are, they're part of Homeland. We know exactly who they are.
She knows who they are.
Morgan's been on, the CBP guy has been on talking about exactly who they are. They are identified. They aren't, you can.
She's just playing it up for the camera.
Oh, you bet. That's all that's about. Oh, I'm just clueless. I don't know who these people are, these There's some sort of federal something.
But these thugs can run our streets. Do they all have name tags on? I think not, Mad Max.
I want to ask Kelly Armstrong if, as a congressman, you know, are you made aware of who those troops are, where they come from, and what? The answer is yes, of
course.
I'm glad
charges are being pressed against these people, at least in the state of North Dakota. Thank you, Drew Wrigley.
There you go. 6:46, Need to Know Morning Show. Thanks for listening and hanging out with us. 701-271-1100 if you want to weigh in on any of this. Get a check of the forecast, quick look at the sports page. The Bison got a young man signed a rookie deal. We'll tell you about that coming up.
You're just a click away from the latest news, audio, and video the flag has to offer. Just click AM1100theflag.com.
6:48 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Sunny and 85, and it's going to be a little windy. If you call 28 windy, yeah, I think so. Tonight's low 75, and we do have a slight chance of rain late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and 96. Friday night, though, rain is likely there. The low, 74. Saturday, a 50% chance of rain and 90. Sunday, slight chance of rain and 84. Right now, we're at 62.
Not bad at all. You know what? I'm fine with that. But I know a guy that lives by a lake.
Yeah, so. And I am binge watching a good show in the air conditioning. So.
What are you watching?
Animal Kingdom.
Oh, love that one.
Ellen Barkin.
Yep, love it.
Her and the boys.
You bet. Taking a check of the sports page. Redhawks came back. They get shut out in that first game with Winnipeg on Tuesday night. 5-0 came back last night and just handled them. Good to see. 11-3, the final. 1,137 fans at the game last night, according to the forum article this morning. So good turnout, too. Big game. James McCarty is here. James, did you see that Derek Tuska's got a nice little deal going?
Yeah, that's awesome to see another Bison out in the NFL.
Yep.
Everybody around Fargo loves it.
Boy, impressive.
You know, the Bison, they always talk about the quarterbacks. You know, Carson, exactly. And they go through, you know, to Trey. But, man, the linebackers and the defense for the Bison, for me, it seems, they get just as many or more looks from the NFL, from position, you know, wise.
Yeah,
and Tuska had a huge year. Kid out, and he's from South Dakota. South Dakota boy from Warren, South Dakota. A
lot of talent on that team.
Yeah. So Warner, South Dakota. He said it's the rookie deal. It's a 4-year deal worth $3.3 million, signing bonus of about $75,000. So way to go, buddy.
There we go.
254th overall in the seventh round of the NFL draft by the Broncos. So taken by the Broncos. And it's nice. When you're drafted in the seventh round, getting a decent deal like that is says a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've seen his work ethic the last handful of years, and I mean, he's got some raw talent. It's just a lot of teams passed over it.
Yep,
I think they'll regret it in 3 or 4 years here.
Yeah, he's a beast. So good luck to Derek. The Twins 4-3 lost to the Cubbies in their only warm up game that they get, and they'll have the day off in Chicago, or he's probably got to just sit in the bubble, stay in the room. Don't contact anybody because we got to play baseball tomorrow night on a big open field.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. It's going to be fun and exciting, though, getting to play the White Sox here and having the season officially start tonight for the MLB. I'm excited.
It's underway. Two games tonight. And what do we got? The Yankees and Nationals in the early one. You see Mookie Betts' new deal, dude?
Yeah, I don't know some of these guys, we should have been better at sports or something, Kevin, honestly.
Gosh.
He's guaranteed, what is it, $360 million for the next 13 years?
Yeah, I thought 12 years, $385 is what I saw.
Discussion, 12, 13. It's just nuts.
You mean radio doesn't pay that good?
You're shocking, right?
Yeah, Giants, maybe I signed the wrong contract.
Yeah, the early game is at 6:05, Yankees, Nationals, and then Dodgers, Giants, which will be 8:08 our time if you're watching it. I think TBS has the TNT or TBS have the games tonight. I think they're going back to back. So there you go. It's a check of the NBA 1 week from today, and that's it.
And a little bit of Vikings news. Mike Zimmer signed an extension.
Oh, I did see that.
He was going into his last year. Right. So I believe through 2024 now, which some people aren't a fan of, but I love it. I love having him. We've been relevant since he got here. We just got to get over the hump, and I think Zimmer in the next year or two we can do it. So.
Yep. I'll ask you later. But did anybody really get knocked over with that news? I didn't. He wasn't going anywhere.
No, exactly.
You know, that's what I'm saying, that didn't really surprise anybody. So there you go. Checking the sports page. About 8 away from 7 o'clock, 6:52. Rush Limbaugh on the Morning Minute coming up.
Need to Know Morning Show is on.
I love you. This is one of the best radio shows on radio.
Catch the flag online at am1100theflag.com.
You know, Alex wants a little more.
I do.
Wants a little more GNR.
I didn't quite get enough.
Right? Slash's birthday. Slash from Guns N' Roses is 55. I think he officially qualifies for AARP now, doesn't
ARP?
He? Or you get
yeah,
that at 50. I don't know.
Don't you get that at age 50?
Yeah,
I think
so.
That thing comes in the mail.
Okay. It's official. Slash is a senior citizen.
Can you believe that one? Oh, man.
That's funny. It's a Need to Know Morning Show. Steve's on vacation. Alex and Kev here, brought to you by our friends at Right at Home. Right at Home. Barry and his crew, just fantastic. The big question is, what do we do with mom and dad? We got issues. Maybe grandma and grandpa. Maybe mom or dad. You're splitting duty, taking care, trying to make that happen. Let the team at Right at Home make it happen for you.
Well, you know, and you might be worried about COVID now, too. So you're going to feel safer with mom or dad probably at home, right?
Right.
With less interaction with other people.
And when it comes to the crew at Right at Home, whatever you need transpo, you need just someone to hang out with. Need some personal care. Whatever your needs assessment is, they'll figure that out and get the care you need. Any changes in the condition, they're right there. Medication, bathing, dressing, things like that. Laundry, purchasing and preparing meals even. They
have
fantastic.
Cleaning, anything.
I'll give you a phone number here. Process is easy. Just call Barry and the crew, 701-997-0400. 701-997-0400. They're at 15 Broadway, Suite 604. Or just go to rightathome.com/Fargo. Rightathome.com/Fargo. And just, Barry's just such a great guy. And his heart, they'll get mom and dad or grandma and grandpa taken care of.
Exactly.
All right, coming up on 4 minutes in front of 7. That means it's time for the Rush Limbaugh Morning Minute. Here's Rush.
Last week, Speaker Nancy Pelosi continued her pander campaign to show solidarity with rioters vandalizing statues in blue cities throughout America. She called for all Confederate statues to be removed from the Capitol grounds. Now, California Democrat Barbara Lee teamed up with Mississippi Democrat Bernie Thompson on a House bill to banish the relics of the Confederacy back to their original states within 120 days. New Jersey Democrat Cory Spartacus Booker introduced a Senate bill seeking to do the same thing. Now, these Democrats are trying to erase the history of their own party. The Confederate statues come from states then controlled by Democrats. It's the Democrat Party that gave America the Confederacy, the KKK, state-sponsored segregation, and Jim Crow. But one of these Confederate statues should get a new home up north. Now standing in Statuary Hall is the likeness of Uriah Milton Rose, a lawyer who was fiercely loyal to the Confederacy. In 1865 in Little Rock, Arkansas, Uriah Rose founded the Rose Law Firm. Many Clinton administration notables worked there at the Rose Law Firm, including Hillary herself. Now, instead of sending old Uriah to collect dust in some warehouse, his white stone statue ought to be sent to the Clinton's estate in Chappaqua and sit dead center right there on the front lawn as a constant reminder of Democrat history. My friends, we're all living through tough times in our nation, but my good friends at Mahindra have shared with me that their customers are finding comfort in working their land. Mahindra owners are also using their tractors to help family members and to help out their neighbors. And your Mahindra dealers are there for you, too, right in your community. If you need a tractor to work through these tough times, visit whymahindra.com. Just build your own tractor, and your local Mahindra dealer will give you a custom quote. I mean, they'll even deliver directly to your property. Right now, during Mahindra's summer sales event, you'll also get special savings on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. So visit whymahindra.com now and bless all of us as we get through these tough times together.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Lilligard Inc. in Wahpeton or visit lilligardinc.com. That's lilligardinc.com.
All right, a couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock, Need to Know Morning Show. Happy birthday today if it's your birthday, 23rd of July, huh? It's a good day to have a birthday.
Why not?
July 23rd.
Exactly.
Share your birthday with Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter.
Oh,
how old do you guys think Harry Potter is?
30.
I don't want to say 35.
31. 31 today.
He did. He did beat her naked.
There you go. I hope that case of Hogwarts is cleared up.
In New York.
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, that poor girl. Yeah. She's got 52. Oh,
46.
47.
Okay.
I know no matter how I phrase it, the line blowing out the candles is going to get me in trouble.
Stop it. I feel so bad for her. I really, really do.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson turns.
Oh, I am...
Woody from Cheers.
64.
Ooh, okay.
59.
Bingo!
You're getting hints.
I did not.
But no cigar. You're helping him win.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You're cheating for the boy.
I would never do that.
Yes, you are. Stop it.
Happy birthday to Slash. We mentioned Slash is 55 from Guns N' Roses today. And if it's your birthday, have a great birthday. Nothing but fun on your birthday. You can, you know, justify at least a week. It'll be your birthday week.
It's a month for me.
Oh, perfect.
A month if you're Alex Taylor.
7 o'clock, it's WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, USA. Time for Fox News.